Krista Wessel, and this is On Deck with Young Musicians. Every Saturday at 5 o'clock on All Classical Portland, we celebrate young musicians in our community. And today we'll meet 18-year-old double bassist Eva Stumbos. I was introduced to Eva over the summer when I visited YMA, Young Musicians and Artists, a residential summer camp in Salem at Willamette University. She and I chatted in a classroom there, and she played a little something for me, too.
My bass teacher, Jason Schooler, played a recital in which he demonstrated different well-known bass solos, and I'd never heard this one before. The bass soli from Act 4 of Othello by Verdi. And right after the recital, I went home and pulled it up on the computer and learned it. I can most definitely say that this is one of my favorite solos of any instrument in the entirety of the classical repertoire that I've heard.
How does one become a double bass player? Did you start playing violin? What happened?
My parents are music lovers, especially my dad. His love of music is very, very deep. So I grew up hearing a lot of music, especially experimental jazz. So I grew up hearing a lot of that. And his favorite musician is Mingus, actually. So I guess it was like fate or something. But we have various little instruments throughout the house, so I guess I'd tinkered around on recorders, ukuleles, whatever. But I went into sixth grade strings class, and I said that I wanted to play violin. And the teacher counted up all the kids who had said they wanted to play violin, and she said, okay, we have too many. And so she looked around, and I was slightly less diminutive than all the other kids, so she said, you're going to be a bass player. And I was like, okay. And I liked it from the start. I really did. It was the fact that I had to do something with my whole body, which, I mean, I've never really played sports or anything like that. So it was a new thing to enjoy something like that as much as I did. And it was part of it probably was playing in an ensemble, which was totally, totally new to me. And so I played in the orchestra class through most of high school. And I think that's what really kept me in it. It was playing with other musicians and getting to lock in together with all those people, even at a beginner level.
You mentioned something about you hadn't really done anything that was full body. I guess I hadn't thought about bass playing as being kind of like a full body contact thing, but it really is, especially when you're so little.
Yeah, it is, and yeah, especially when I was little. I actually haven't grown much since sixth grade. I was almost this height, so it's not such a big difference. But yeah, it's really a large undertaking for the body. I mean, other instruments, you know, smaller ones, violin, clarinet, flute, whatever, those are also those also involve the body, but with bass, you have to use the weight of pretty much your entire body, of your shoulder, of your arm, into it. And another thing is that you have to be very careful of how you do it. I did my junior and senior research papers in high school on avoiding repetitive strain injury and back injury. So that's something that I've always been, I guess not interested in, but conscious of, especially since bass is such a physical instrument. That's one where you could easily cause problems.
Have you suffered repetitive stress injury?
No, but I've seen not much really, but I've seen classmates, other bass players especially, get tendonitis. I have a friend who had carpal tunnel. And I would see that, and that was kind of a warning for me that I need to look into it. And when I would feel the warning signs, I realized that that's something that I really need to look into if I want to continue playing music.
And so your junior and senior research papers were written on basically possible musical injuries. What did you learn? What can you share?
My junior paper was specifically on the small, more finer motor actions, especially in the hands, the wrists, and the forearms. And my senior one was specifically about back injuries in bass players specifically. And what I learned was, for the most part, it was do what your teacher tells you. That's the simple answer, because they'll always tell you, you know, get your wrist off of the neck of the violin. And when I was younger, and I'm sure this is true for a lot of other musicians, when I was younger, I didn't realize why. You know, fine, I'll just do it. But that's one of the main things that I learned from my junior research paper, was that a straight wrist is the key to avoiding injury, because if your wrist is straight, then you're more likely to be relaxed, for one thing, so you're gonna have less tension, and then you won't, and you you won't be bent at a strange angle, and your fingers won't have to work as hard, and you won't have to draw all your strength from your hand. You can draw your strength from the rest of your arm.
It seems to me that with the wealth of topics you could have written these papers about, and you chose this, are you interested in science, medicine, anatomy, in addition to music?
Yes, I am. I've never thought about medicine as a career or anything, that I'd really want to study. That was the first time that I'd been really interested in something medical. My parents both work in the medical field, so I'd grown up around that. But that was the first time that I was really interested. And I don't think that's something that I'm going to pursue as a career, but I realize that it's something that I need to be informed of. And there are definitely areas of science that I love. Like, I really like biology and oceanography. Cool stuff.
Oceanography? Cool.
What about it?
Just the fact that there's so much out there, and it's a world that we know about less than the surface of the moon, some areas of the ocean, and the life forms that are out there. It just fascinates me. I've always wanted to go out on a research vessel and see what they do.
I do love learning about these young musicians. That's 18-year-old Eva Stumbos. She plays the double bass, and we're hearing her perform a tarantella by Bottesini here. Hey, thank you for your support of All Classical Portland. These profiles of young musicians in our community are only made possible with community support. It is our fall fundraiser right now, and I'd like to ask you how much you can afford to contribute toward the support of these burgeoning young musicians. Every dollar makes a difference. And with your gift, you strengthen our ability to share this music with kids. So here's that phone number to make your gift. It's toll-free, 1-888-899-5722. Again, 1-888-899-5722. You can also make a gift at our website, allclassical.org. I'm Crystal Wessel, and this is On Deck with Young Musicians. And the program receives additional support from the Metropolitan Youth Symphony, providing young musicians with orchestra, band, jazz, and strings programs for beginning through advanced students. More information online at playmys.org. Tuition assistance is available. Featured on deck today is 18-year-old Eva Stumbos. I met her this summer at YMA, Young Musicians and Artists, and Eva will wax poetic about her YMA experience in a couple of minutes. But first, one of the questions I ask all of the kids I profile on this show is, why are you interested in music in the first place? What does it do for you? Why do you love music? And here's how Eva answered.
Music has the capacity to do anything. As a musician, it's pretty amazing to see how many places you can go. In my short experience, I've experienced so many amazing things, mostly in classical music. I've played, for the most part, classical music. Something that the clarinet teacher here, Scott Wright, the clarinet teacher at YMA, he said that musicians practice technique so that we can have unlimited possibilities. So if we can picture something in our mind, our body can create it. But mostly, I think the power and beauty and wisdom that can come out of music is just, it's amazing.
You've mentioned YMA a couple times. We're right now on the campus of Willamette University at YMA, Young Musicians and Artists. It's a 2-week residential summer music camp. This is your first year here.
This is my first year. And I really, really like it. I love it. I do. I'm so glad that I came.
What have these 2 weeks given you? What have you learned? Why are you so glad to be here?
Most of it is that YMA has really allowed me, I think, to open up both as a musician and a person. The focus here is classical music, but they do have other areas. And I think it's really those other areas which I've really grown in, because I've been to other classical music camps, activities, played in orchestras. But more recently, I've started looking into other genres. Like, I started learning how to play jazz, and I'm in the jazz ensemble here, which is fun. And at the beginning of last week, I signed up for the bluegrass class here at YMA. It's great. And jazz. I started the school year last year. I didn't know how to walk a bass line. No idea. But by the end of the school year, I was a fairly competent jazz player, could keep up with an ensemble. But I was still terrified to death of taking a solo. I would try, I would just get lost, no idea where I was in the chord progression. Nothing was coming out of my bass that sounded anywhere good. But at YMA here, a couple students and I got together in a combo. They said, "Eva, take a solo." When we played on stage at the student recital, that was the first time ever that I had felt solid taking a solo. And it just felt great. And I think part of that, most of that really, was the open atmosphere, the anything's possible sort of atmosphere here. And that's actually also true of bluegrass. I started learning how to slap on the bass, and yesterday it was great. I jammed with a couple of the faculty members on some bluegrass songs and some New Orleans style songs. Some of them I had never heard of before, but I followed along great, and it was so much fun. I think it's just YMA's openness, friendliness, and again, the feeling that you can do anything that really helped me feel like, okay, I can jam with these professional musicians and still sound okay.
You've mentioned bluegrass, you've mentioned jazz, and I know you've been involved in the jazz program here at YMA, but classical seems to be, and correct me if I'm wrong, perhaps the most interesting genre to you?
Yes, because I think that classical music, and especially classical training for musicians, whatever kind of music they end up playing eventually, that's where you can do the most things. You can be the most expressive, there's so much variety of what you can show, what you can portray in classical music.
Isn't that wonderful? I love hearing Eva play jazz and talk about a love of bluegrass, all while extolling the virtues of classical music in her life. She's performing in this classical music we're hearing in the background as the YMA Orchestra's performance of Schumann's Symphony No. 1 this summer. I find it so inspiring to hear folks like 18-year-old Eva Stumbos talk about their deep, fundamental, abiding love of classical music when they have a whole world of music to choose from. How about you? We all love this music, don't we? Please, for Eva and for yourself, make a decision today to support All Classical Portland with a gift. This program and everything else at the station exists only because of community support. Here is the phone number to call and make a donation, 1-888-899-5722. Again, toll free, 1-888-899-5722. You can also make a gift at our website, allclassical.org.
I'm Krista Wessel, and I do hope you'll help me continue sharing stories like Eva's right here on Deck with Young Musicians, where every Saturday at 5 o'clock, we celebrate young musicians in our community. And not only is our website the place to go to make a tax-deductible donation, but you can also visit the On Deck section of our website to find archived episodes and additional photos and videos of these kids. So to listen to this episode again or any of the others that came before it, just head to allclassical.org, click Programs, and then On Deck. Again, donations are encouraged too at allclassical.org or by phone at 1-888-899-5722. Again, that's 1-888-899-5722. Thanks for joining me today. I do hope to see you on deck again next Saturday.